Good morning, Wisconsin.
Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a great start to your Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve to each and every one of you. Melissa and I are going to get into some entertainment news in a little bit. We're going to talk about some local theater going on. We'll also get into some great local events a little bit later. And we got some other fun stuff we want to get into. The top acronyms we are Googling because we are old. No,
that's not why, James.
That's not why. And we'll get into
There's just too many acronyms.
There is a lot of them. We're going to get into all that. But we like to kick things off on Thursdays with our Pet of the Week with the Southwick County Humane Society. Want to send a big, big thank you to our friends at Jammers Bar and Grill sponsoring this segment. Go ahead and check out more Jammers by looking at their Facebook page. Just type that into your search bar. And when they open their doors, visit them over at 2810 Eagle Road in Wisconsin Rapids. You can't miss them. I've had a lot of great memories at Jammers over the year. Great people over there. Enjoy yourself. Great atmosphere, too. It's a fun place to hang out. We are not, Tim, I was trying to stretch. I was trying to give a little bit of time here just in case Tim got in at the last second, but he is not with us today. And it's a little strange because he usually hits me up and lets me know if he's not able to be here. So that means they are busy.
Yes.
If they're not here, then the main job comes first, and they've got a lot of things going on over there at the Humane Society. It's a nice reminder that the Humane Society could always use extra hands. If you can volunteer, help out, maybe you can drop off some items for the Humane Society. That is greatly appreciated as well, of course. But we can't not have a Pet of the Week, Melissa. So I'm gonna pick one.
Oh, all right.
And this should be real easy, right? I'm just going to go ahead and pull up all the... Oh, my God, these animals, Melissa. Oh, they're all amazing.
Just one, James.
There's a guy, there's a little dog, a beagle mix named Cowboy. He's awesome. He's a good-looking guy. There is a beautiful cat who's a little shy named David Bowie.
Oh,
and, of course, David Bowie likes to hang out with another cat named Freddie Mercury.
Oh, cute.
I cannot wait to hear them do a song together. That is going to be good. You got to check out
Song of Their People.
I mean, Gomez is pretty cool, too. Gretchen is one of the cutest looking dogs I've ever seen.
Did you see the kitten boy, George?
Yes. Yes. That's a great one.
Little gray and white kitty.
I am just to keep the segment moving and everything, because I cannot pick, I'm going to grab Howie. Howie is in foster. Howie is neutered. He is just 2 months old. He's a shepherd mix and a very, very cute looking dog. got a little paw up and everything. I want every one of these animals. Adopt them before I can and I go broke. But please encourage you to check out all of these animals. There is a perfect animal for your home out there. You just got to find the right mix.
That's right. And if you get to pick an animal, I get to pick one, too.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
I pick Cheddar Puff.
Yes.
He's a large orange cat. He's 4 years old. He's a domestic short hair mix. He's so cute.
So cute. There's some great pictures of Cheddar up there, too.
Cheddar Puff.
Check out Cheddar Puff. That's a great name. I want to get that full name in there. Cheddar Puff. Cheddar Puff is only 4 years old, male, neutered. And like all of the pets at the Humane Society, they all have their microchip.
The microchips, yep.
Which is vital and incredible relief to pet owners as well.
Yes.
Our Humane Society does some of the more vital work in our community, and we can help them do that work. Let them know they're not alone in this. Whether it is dropping off items, you know, they could always use kitten food, dog food, kitten litter.
Probably cat litter, yeah.
Stuff like that. Certainly, if you would like to walk some dogs or help clean up over there or anything. I should mention, too, I've worked at a lot of shelters. Well, I should say I worked at three different shelters. But I've worked at two in California, one in Illinois. And they do a great job of keeping these things clean. And if you can go in there. And you can help out doing that. It's not as bad as it might seem or anything like that. It's really not that rough. And I guarantee, one thing I guarantee, I will put my name on. You get done at the Humane Society and you're leaving, you get in your car to leave, that feeling you're going to have, there's nowhere else you can get that feeling. That's a feeling of putting into your community, of working with animals, of helping people that are doing good by animals. It's such a feeling that you just can't even put a word to.
Yeah, and if you'd like to help out and volunteer, head over to their website, swchs.com, and click on the tab that says Get Involved. They have a volunteer form right there that you can fill out. You can also share it with anybody else that you think might be interested. And then they do ask for at least 2 hours per shift, or as many days per week as you can commit to. You have to be over 18 and pass a standard background check, but then you can help out at the shelter and get help take care of these animals.
Yeah, we appreciate you doing so, everybody. Support those that support this community, like our nonprofits, like our Humane Society, and like our friends over at Jammers. Jammers encourage you to head on over. Stop by at 2810 Eagle Road in Wisconsin Rapids. Check out their Facebook page. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the deals and different things that they have going on over there. You're not going to find many better atmospheres to have a good time. Jammers Bar and Grill. Big shout out to them. Like their Facebook page, everybody. Like and support those that support us. And of course, you can find out more about the Humane Society. You can reach out to them at their email, swchs@swchs.com. Give them a call, 715-423-0505, 423-0505. And like their Facebook page, really good way to keep up to date on what they are doing over there.
Mm-hmm.
And the website again, swchs.com, swchs.com. Be listening every Thursday in this time slot for another opportunity to find a new furry friend and our pet of the week. Like these amazing animals that Melissa and I are just going to be spending the whole commercial break looking at.
Stop it. No, I can't.
We're going to be texting back and forth. But look at this one. While we do that, you guys go ahead and enjoy listening to our great partners here. We'll come back and we'll get into some entertainment news. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We appreciate the company. Good stuff coming up for you throughout the rest of the show. After our news break, we're going to get into the top acronyms we've been Googling.
All right.
And find out. Maybe we can give some people some insight on some of those.
You just got to help me. That's all I ask.
It's really just a segment to help Melissa. It's really.
Thank you for planning this. I've been in denial.
It's time. It's time we faced it together. Melissa, you're in a safe place, so we'll get into that a little bit later. I do like to always cover our bases journalistically. And journalistically, I should mention that not only am I a gigantic Saturday Night Live fan, but I'm a big fan of Maya Rudolph. I said it.
Well, how can you not be? She's amazing.
She really is. I have yet to hear anybody that doesn't like Maya Rudolph. Maya Rudolph, of course, a Saturday Night Live alum for a good 7 years. Certainly has plenty of other accolades to her career as well. Maya Rudolph is her accolades in Primetime Emmy Awards from 15 nominations she had in her career. Time Magazine named her one of the 100 most influential people in the world in 2024 as well. A nice movie career she has had as well with Bridesmaids and some other movies. But Maya Rudolph is coming back to SNL, everybody.
Wow.
Yeah, next season, and her role just got a lot bigger.
It did.
Rudolph will reprise her role as Vice President Kamala Harris when the NBC show returns for its 50th season this fall.
Wow.
A source of knowledge said that Rudolph was she was not talked into this, but she likes like a lot of cast members from SNL. They love their time there, but they don't ever want to take away the shine from a new cast member or cast members that have just gotten there.
Yeah.
So if there was somebody else that could play Miss Harris, Maya was okay with that, and she just didn't want to step on toes or anything. But I think that cast, and I think the rest of us will all agree, there is only one person that can play it.
She's pretty perfect for the role.
Really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you've seen her impressions of Oprah or some of the other impressions she has done, she does a great job with these as well.
Oh yeah, she's so great.
It's going to be fun. That's going to be kind of an exciting kind of note to the season. It's going to be an interesting one. They have a great impersonator of other politicians as well, so they have a great mix of this already. And it's kind of fun to look into going into the next season. We'll see where this goes and everything, but I just thought that was noteworthy and kind of a fun part, something to look forward to. Obviously, we take politics seriously. It is serious. There is a lot to take.
Yes.
At the same time, we don't need to take it that serious.
We got to be able to laugh at ourselves because some of it is laughable.
So much of it is laughable. There's so much laughable. Yeah. And if you just take it, you can take a breath and maybe not treat these things like they're your sports team because they're not.
They're not.
And stop treating these politicians like they're your family because they wouldn't know you from Adam. It's important to remember these things. It really, really is.
Yes.
And I want to take a pause to get to the phone lines real quick. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, James. Terry Johns calling from United Way.
Hey, Terry. Hey. Thanks so much. This is even better. I thought you were just going to text me. Thanks for the update.
No, I'm just interrupting you instead.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Hey, I just wanted to give an update to all the listeners about our Stuff the Bus school supply drive today.
Mm-hmm.
We are moving the collection to East Junior High.
Mm.
Just because of there's very wet conditions down at the park, and we just don't want any supplies to get damaged or anything like that. So if you are bringing us school supplies, please bring them to East Junior High from 11:30 until 1.
Okay. Fantastic, Terry.
And just a side note, Lunch by the River is still going. It's not canceled. So, I mean, we'll still be down there as the sponsors and that kind of thing. But it's just really wet. The conditions are not ideal for, sorting paper goods and paper boxes and that kind of thing. So, tough call. You know, no winning, of course. But we just decided it's best to keep that stuff protected and keep it dry.
That's what comes
Good
first.
Plan.
Terry, with the construction going on over there, should we just have people go to the kind of to the side there like we have
the
been
back.
For?
Yep, so on 6th.
Okay. Perfect. That'll be all right. We can adapt. We can move to that. Volunteer-wise, you guys doing good with that, Terry?
Yeah, everything looks great there. So, looking forward to it. It's literally just pivoting about, 4 blocks away.
Yeah. We know how busy you guys are, especially today. Thank you so much for taking the time, giving our audience the update. Terry, we're going to make sure to send people to East Junior High for this and make sure that they attend Lunch by the River as well.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great day. Enjoy. Thank you to all the volunteers and everybody over there at East Junior High helping with this great drive that they do and making our community that much better and that much stronger.
Yes, indeed.
We'll have more on that in a little bit. But again, big thank you to CEO of the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns, giving us that update.
Yeah, calling in. That's awesome.
That was great. That was great. That was awesome. Appreciate you, Terry. So continuing just a little bit of entertainment news, Bruce Springsteen has always had one of the best nicknames in entertainment. He's the boss. It's a darn good nickname.
That's a good nickname.
And now the boss is a billionaire.
Whoa.
Yeah, he's an actual boss now. Bruce Springsteen, according to Forbes magazine, he's worth at least $1.1 billion.
Huh.
A big chunk of that comes from the sale of his entire music catalog for $500 million back in 2021,
mm-hmm.
Something we've seen a lot of artists do in recent years. He's also the subject of an upcoming biopic about the making of the 1982 album Nebraska. It'll star Jeremy Allen White from The Bear and the Iron Claw movie.
Okay.
He's a great actor. A lot of people might remember him from Shameless as well. It's called Deliver Me From Nowhere. And I'm there's some exciting things going on with biopics right now. I mentioned the other day, Out of Nowhere, the Bob Dylan biopic that is coming out starring Timothée Chalamet. It's great to see some of these really good, very talented, hungry young actors getting these roles. It's going to be kind of cool to see, but just as if you guys got tired of superhero movies, boy, wait for the biopic movies because there's more coming. There's been a lot of success for that over the years, and more studios are wanting, there are no guarantees in this industry. You would think nobody would know that better than a movie executive, but they want guaranteed money. They want guaranteed return on their investments. One of those is biopics. People love biopics.
They do, and I mean, it's easy content, James.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Yeah, no, well
the
said.
The story was written for them. They do still have to, obviously, put it on paper, but The framework is there.
It's an incredibly strong point. It really is. It's a great point, Melissa. It's honestly something I didn't even think about, really. But as soon as you said it, I'm like, yeah, that's a great point. Because if you go into this and you're looking at, okay, well, where are my beginning, my middle, my end? I have to have my character have a struggle in the beginning, have some uptick, and then, of course, struggles with the uptick. And then, of course, it wraps up with, you know, Born to Run or something like that. Where you pick... Where to pick, okay, where am I going to start for this biopic? Am I going to tell the end of their tale? Am I going to focus on Born in the USA? Or am I going to start with the beginning of their career? A lot of the time, that is where they go. They did that with the Bob Dylan biopic that's going to be coming out, and it looks like that's what they're doing with the Bruce Springsteen one.
Okay.
It's interesting, too. And I've heard this from a lot of actors that I've talked to my whole life. One of the biggest challenges is to play a real person, and I admire that from these actors doing that. We got guys... You know, one of the things that I don't think a lot of people think about, especially with like a Timothy Chalamet or a Jeremy Allen White, these actors who are becoming, if not already, household names, and with these budding careers where they've established themselves, they've finally gotten to the point. Okay, I am a respected name. I walk into a casting session, they know me. They've got my resume.
Yeah, that's kind of a big deal. Then
you can lose with a bad performance. You can lose it like that. It's all gone. Nobody's answering your phone calls. I can name you 5 to 10 actors right now that a year or two ago were just, couldn't get enough work, and now they can't find work. Mm-hmm. And that usually happens, certainly from off the field stuff. You're a knucklehead or something like that.
Right. You bring it on yourself that way.
Or a bad performance. And that will sink you quick.
Or bad cuts on the editing floor, James.
Absolutely.
That happens too.
There's an old saying in movies: a movie is made 3 times, in the writing process, in the filming process, and in the editing process. It's such a good point. It's something to think about with these movies when you watch them, certainly. Like, is this what the actor signed up for? Especially if it's a bad movie. But also just kind of interesting when it comes to the biopic thing. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. Interesting.
Well, and I think it's a really big challenge for these actors when the person they're portraying is still alive.
Yes. Yeah. You would think. Yeah.
That's an even bigger challenge, yeah, I would think.
On one hand, you could talk to the person, and that seems like an advantage. And at the same time, like, that person is not only alive, but people can, you know, pull up interviews with that person.
Compare and contrast.
Yeah. The only time I've ever done this is playing Nikola Tesla. And I was actually kind of fortunate with that, because it's not like there's a ton of interviews about with Tesla or a ton of footage of him or anything. Mm-hmm. So while it was a little difficult, I had to look into his background and his history, what his voice would have sounded like, would he have had an accent, some of those things. I also had the advantage of, well, you know, not a lot of people
don't
played.
Really know.
Yeah, yeah. So I gave him an Italian accent. No, that's not what I did.
But you could have.
Hey, I'm Nikki Tesla over here.
I invented stuff.
You know,
I'm cool.
Ooh, you like electricity? Boom, thank Nikola. Hey, me. Was a horrible performance. I do want to send... we've got some...
Collectively.
Yes. We've got some great performances coming up with our local theater.
We do. Yes. I'm so excited. I have my tickets for Sunday.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? Awesome.
It's a Madhouse.
Yes. We are so excited about this one. We've been talking a lot about it, and It's a Madhouse is ready to premiere this Saturday. Be like Melissa. Get your tickets for this one.
Yeah. Get them now, because they were getting low.
It has been a really fun summer with our youth productions at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, and it pretty much wraps up with It's a Madhouse. August 3rd and 4th, you can take dates in this weekend. August 3rd will be a 7 o'clock show. August 4th will be a 2 o'clock show.
That's right. And these kids are working hard. They threw this show together in 3 weeks.
It's insane. That is incredible to think of, that they were able to do that. I know adults that can't do that. That is incredible. These kids, not only a big shout out to these kids and learning their lines, their blocking, working so hard in those days to make this happen, but the parents that brought them to rehearsals. Stephanie and her team over there doing such great jobs with kids.
Yeah. All the people at WRCT that are helping to make this happen. And you know, our supporters and donors and the people buying tickets. Everybody is helping to make this happen. In our local theater. It's so cool.
We're very excited and very proud of our Hopo Productions and so much of the youth that gets behind these and the community that supports them. Thank you so much for supporting our great friends at WRCT, our family members, really. Melissa and I are members ourselves and love that theater very much. Support them and get on over there. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org and give these kids a great crowd. Let's give them a full house for It's a Madhouse.
Get tickets before they sell out because, I mean, there's a lot of family and friends that are going to want to see these kiddos. And I have to tell you, James, give a little sneak peek. You know, we have this new show that's going to debut hopefully sometime later this month. And we got a lot of work going on behind the scenes for our community stories with Melissa Kay. I got to sit down with a whole bunch of these kids yesterday and do short little interviews with each one of them. That is going to be our first series for our young people voices on community stories. So I'm so excited.
I'm literally standing over here. I'm so excited for this. I cannot tell you when the last time I looked forward to it. I'm looking more forward to Melissa's show than I was Deadpool and Wolverine. That's where I'm at, everybody. I'm that jacked up for your show.
How invested he is in our community, people. You heard it here.
Yes. we are very excited about that show. It is in the works. Melissa's been working so hard behind the scenes on it. Be on the lookout for that. We will give you plenty of update when that show is going to premiere. And great work on that, Melissa. Nice job getting those interviews.
And just excited to hear from these kids. I'm going to actually go and do a few more today because I couldn't get the ones that were on stage the whole time because, you know, they're on stage the whole time.
Yeah. Although, I like the idea of you trying to interview them while they're doing their scenes.
Hold on, I got to deliver my line.
Reporting doesn't wait for no one. we are going to have a great conversation coming up. Seth and I on Director's Cut with our friends over at CWAC.
Oh, yeah.
They have got their great show coming up August 15th through the 18th. William Shakespeare's The Merry Wives of Windsor.
Yeah. Susan Edgren's directing this one.
Oh, one of the best directors this area has. Susan not only is incredible at what she does, but she makes darn sure she's a player's coach. She is an actor's director. She is going to make sure that her cast is having fun, that they are enjoying themselves. And if they're having fun, you're going to be sure to get your tickets and find out more for The Merry Wives of Windsor premiering August 15th through the 18th over at 2419 North Point Drive in beautiful Stevens Point. Keep in mind, our friends over at CWAC have a lot of other fun things that they do. They've got a lot of improv classes and different things that they do over there as well, and they're free. They're a great way to get out of the house, do some fun, enjoy yourself, and get on stage.
Mm-hmm. I actually got to go, when was this? 2 weekends ago to their Disney karaoke night.
Ooh, nice. Nice.
And it was fun. We had a great time. I had Disney songs running through my head for weeks.
You'll have a great time and maybe have some songs running through your head for The Merry Wives of Windsor. Again, premiering August 15th through the 18th. We'll talk more about this on Director's Cut with Amber and Susan when they join us. We're looking forward to it. Get your tickets at CWAC.org. CWAC.org.
Mm-hmm. That's CWACT.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Melissa. And as we heard from earlier, our good friend Terry Johns called in to let us know that Lunch by the River is going on, of course. We want to encourage you to head on over to Veterans Memorial Park, 11 to 1. Enjoy some great food from local vendors. Got some local great entertainment down there from Lincoln High School and all that going on. But Stuff the Bus is going to be moved to East Junior High.
That's right. And you can get there on 6th Street. Park in that parking lot there behind the field house and drop off your school supplies there where it's nice and dry.
Yeah. Lincoln High School, or East Junior High School, I'm sorry, the old former East Junior High School located at 311 Lincoln Street. You can enter again right through the side street on 6th Street, so you can get on over there from there. And bring those school supplies down there, everybody. Let's make sure that the United Way knows that, and all these kids and these families know that they are not alone in this, that we got their back.
That's right. Support our children.
Mm-hmm. And you can find out more at uwswac.org and be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great follow and great way to keep up to date on things like today where they, you know, have the curveball kind of happen and then got to change things up.
And today is the last day you can register. If you are a parent or guardian that still needs to register, call 211 today or register online at uwswac.org.
Mm-hmm. Do that right now, everybody. You do that while we get to our news break. We got some local state coverage, some sports coming up from Mike Clemens. And, of course, we'll take care of our partners while we're at it. Mm-hmm. And when we come back, we're talking acronyms. Talking acronyms when we come back.
I'm so confused.
I'm already confused. It's the morning show on WFHR. Wait, is WFHR an acronym? I'm going to look that up here. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good Thursday out there. Mama. We got some fun topics to get to before we wrap up, Melissa. We're going to get into back-to-school shopping costs and how much that averages per person. Whew. That one's coming up for you in a little bit. That's probably going to surprise some people out there, I think. But if I text you, Melissa, L-W-K-Y, would you know what it meant?
L-W-K-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Neither would I. I would not know what I was texting to
you. I would have to look that up.
Yep, and I would too, and it stands for low key.
What?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's another phrase Gen Z has opted to redefine.
Okay, it makes sense when you think about it.
When you think about it, sure. But it also, some of these words were shortening. I don't understand. I don't know. It takes you more time to look these up than it does to just, like, text it or you know. It's supposed to save time, acronyms. Right. They're not supposed to be done just to be, like, different.
And I suppose if it's part of your regular texting lexicon, sure.
Yeah.
Then it makes sense to use it.
Yeah. Google went back through 15 years of data and looked at the year searches for different acronyms peaked. So when they took off and we started using them, you know, they became much more in our lexicon and everything. Like in 2010, FTW, for the win.
Okay. I can see that one. Also, don't use it.
At 2011, SMH, shaking my head.
That one I do use occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of these I tend to use the emoji for.
Well, and now we have that as an option.
Yeah,
so you don't have to look up the acronym. You can just wonder, what exactly does this emoji mean?
I wonder, too, if, you know, I want to try something here, actually, on my texting. I'm going to see if I start to text the acronym, does the logo pop? Because sometimes, no?
Well, because sometimes it does give you that option in your, like, suggested words or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's true. That's an important one. OOTD from 2013. Never heard this one before.
OOTD.
Yeah. I wouldn't even know where to begin with that one.
Nope.
Outfit of the day.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Like you wear six? And you send one picture and with that acronym, be like, this is my outfit of the day.
Yeah, that's the closest I would be able to come up with a scenario for that.
Why?
One.
Why?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one. 2015, TBH.
To be honest.
Yeah, nicely done.
I do use that one occasionally.
Nicely done. Yeah.
Yay me.
How about 2016? WYD.
W-Y-D. I know this one. I know it. Don't tell me. I don't know it. Tell me.
What you doing?
Oh. Nope.
So just broken English is okay now. It's all right. I've been waiting.
Broken English in an acronym.
I've been waiting my whole life for this. I am finally okay. 2017, TFW, that feeling when?
F.
Oh, I'm sorry. I gave you that one, Melissa. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm mad.
Oh, what's it mean?
You didn't hear me. Okay.
No.
That feeling when.
Oh.
That feeling when you're gonna. No.
No.
Yeah.
I don't even use that in regular speech. Why would I use the acronym?
I feel like that's important. Like, you can't have an acronym for something that you don't necessarily
use.
Yeah, nobody says that.
I mean, context, shake my head, I don't say that either.
Yeah, or you don't tend to tell people, I'm laughing out loud.
Right.
You just do it. You just laugh.
Hard to do that through text.
Yeah.
Understandable.
Yes, yeah. You know, it's interesting, too, looking at this list, and we got a couple more for you, but the idea that so many of this meme culture was influenced by the way we talk, and we would put that in memes, and we're seeing more and more, we're talking like memes. We're using the dialogue and the words and stuff that we would only use in a meme, like that feeling when, and then there's a picture. Like, now we're using those phrases in our day-to-day life. That's... kinds of seems a little
interesting.
It is.
I mean, it's how language evolves, and we've seen if you look back over time. I mean,
yeah,
I think it's pretty normal that we're doing this. It's just a weird flex.
None of us get to complain about this either. Every one of us come from a generation where we took a word like cool or bad and made it
rad.
And every generation before that thought they knew what that word meant, and now it's something different. Wait a minute. You mean when you're calling something bad, it's good? Yeah, man.
You're okay. Killing it. What? No, don't kill anybody.
When did that happen?
That's awesome.
Imagine being in the generations before cool was used as a word for James Dean or something like that.
Yeah. And like, it's just like, what, are you cold? Yeah, I'll get you a sweater.
Do you need a blanket? What's going on here? 2019, FOMO.
FOMO.
F-O-M-O.
Nope.
Fear of missing out.
Oh, I see that one a lot in some of the threads that I follow, and I have to look it up every single time.
Yeah, I admit.
James, it took me a really long time to figure out what BOGO means.
Me too. Me too. 100% me too. In fact, I don't know if there's ever been an acronym I didn't have to, like, it didn't take me a minute.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I know. I have to really think about it.
I will say, I really thought going into this, I had an advantage. I learned a lot of shorthand, way back in the day when our stations got separated and everything initially. Pam was working in Plover, and I ran the phones a little bit and did some clerical work over at the old building and the old stations and everything. And she taught me a little bit of shorthand. My mom learned a little bit of this, too, from when she was in school. And then doing Over the Back Fence. You guys give us these items and you give us a lot of details. We don't have enough time to write all of it down. So you got to learn some shorthand to be able to do that as well. So I figure, okay, I know shorthand pretty well. That's what acronyms are, right? No.
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 Not even close.
Not even anywhere near that. So I have no, I don't know if there is an acronym I have not had to look up in my life. I'm not sure. 2020 FYP. I've never heard this one, never seen it in text or anything like that.
You know what the sad part is, James, when you're saying these? I have to, like, draw them out with my finger. FYP. Just so I can see them. I do the same thing with sometimes.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, no, I get that.
Or how to spell something. I have to see it.
I'm very much like that.
FYP.
Heck, I'll be honest with everybody.
For your party?
Not bad. That's a great guess. For you page. A for you page. Or for you is really what it means, like on TikTok or something, I guess. And then it's now they're just trying to make it tough on older people, because 2021, 1437. What? That's
like
just
the numbers.
1437. Yeah, just the numbers.
Like the year. Yeah. What happened in 1437?
I don't know. Columbus sailed the ocean blue. I'm not sure.
That was 1492.
Thank you. it was actually his first trip. It didn't go so well. It didn't go so well.
And then 60 years later, it went better.
I mean,
was he in utero?
He was a little bit older, a little wiser, a little. 1437, short for I love you forever. The I has one letter, love has four, you has three, and forever has seven. Come on. Come on. Nobody knows. I don't care what age you are, young or old. Nobody knows what that one means.
In my day, we just put the stamp on the letter upside down.
Just send a heart emoji. Just send a heart emoji. I don't know. 2022. Oh, boy. IYKYK.
IYKYK.
I don't know. Melissa, I have it in front of me, and I still don't know what it means.
I-U-K. No, I don't. I got nothing, James.
I have it in front of me, and I still had to Google it.
Okay. What does it
means
mean?
If you know, you know, which is kind of funny considering.
Yeah, it is a little ironic.
It is a little ironic.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
So if anybody texts you any of these things, just go ahead. Don't feel bad looking them up, everybody. Not feel bad. Don't feel
You're
old.
You're not the only one.
Yep.
What's really bad is when you try to look one of them up and you don't get an answer. You get, like, some government agency. Like, that can't possibly be what they meant.
And then
I just straight up ask. I ask my little brother, like, what did you mean by this acronym?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't know.
I think it's a little bit, there's a little bit of fun involved in just kind of searching these, finding them out and everything. I don't think there's anything that makes me feel old about it. I guess there's plenty of other things that might do that. So I don't really need this, but I think it's kind of fun to learn these. I will say, if you are older and you are looking at a way to combat this, there is something I used to do with my students, and I didn't do it all the time, but every semester I would usually bring it out once in a while. I worked with a lot of younger people, and they would use a lot of acronyms. So oftentimes, I would send them back just QR12. And just like, what does that mean? I'm like, you don't know what that means?
How can you not know what that means?
Who doesn't know what QR12 means? Come on. And they just rack their brains. I just let them go for like 5 minutes just trying to figure out what it means and Googling it and everything.
Every text you receive from me from now on is going to contain some random letters at the end. You have to figure out what they mean. They'll mean something. That actually means something.
Turnabout's fair play. And I mentioned as we are going to break earlier, what is WFHR? Is that an acronym? What does that stand for? Well, as we are celebrating our second year anniversary with Civic Media and getting closer to, of course, WFHR's anniversary as well in November, just for a little heads up to those that don't know, William F. Huffman Sr.
Really?
That is the former owner, of course, the originator, the owner of our station, and used to own Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune.
Oh, wow.
And our station began broadcasting from there on November 1st in 1940.
1940.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Awfully proud of this station of ours. Mm-hmm. And I hope all of you take some pride in it, too, because it is your station.
Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, there is one very smart young lady who every time we drive by that sign and she's with me, she says, ah, there's Woofer and Weary, as she refers to WFHR and WIRI.
Oh, I love
Woofer
that.
Woofer and Weary.
That's going to be in my head now every time I'm saying the call letters. That's awesome.
I love it.
We will take a time out. We'll come back and wrap up the show. It's the morning show on WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you, taking you to the top of the hour. Got some local good stuff we're going to get into and our schedule we'll touch on. But, of course, as our United Way is collecting school supplies for Stuff the Bus right now over at East Junior High, go ahead and drop some supplies off over there if you can, everybody. Let's make sure every kid in this community has all the things they need to get into the school year.
Yeah, it's a little wet down at Veterans Memorial Park, so they've moved to the East Junior High School, but Lunch by the River is still happening.
Head on over there and enjoy Lunch by the River, everybody. Back-to-school shopping survey found it costs parents an average of $586 per child.
What? Say that again.
$586 per child.
Holy crap.
And that is actually down from last year at $597.
Whoa.
Two-thirds of parents said that they already did most of the shopping last month, though, to get the best deals.
Yeah.
And here are a couple of more quick back-to-school shopping stats. Parents spend the most on clothing and accessories. Tech is next, so things like new computers and tablets and school supplies are third. 61% say that their kid uses gets them to spend a little bit more maybe on clothes or certain things like that. But for the most part, most parents are pretty even keel on that one.
Yeah.
Because they can't afford to do more.
Mm-hmm.
They would like to. Every parent would like to do more, but they are not able to. And we can't afford it all. Our top two tactics are using coupons and opening a new credit card.
So oh, man.
Parents will go into debt to help their children just have enough school supplies. Just be ready for the school year. 77% of parents say that their kids' education is something they are willing to go into debt for.
It makes sense. You want the best for your children. You want to give them an advantage. You want them to succeed in school. And school budgets are being cut and cut and cut, so they can't supply the things needed for these kids to be successful.
It's part of the reason why we also have so many teachers going into debt or adding to their debt.
To buy supplies for their classrooms.
Yep. So, I'll say this, and I think a lot of parents are in the same boat. My kids are in their 20s. If they told me right now they needed school supplies, I'd go into debt for them, let alone when they were little. There's not many parents who are not doing every single thing they can to do right by their kids.
Yeah.
This is what the United Way is doing today. And what we're trying to do every year on this is to be an assist to help parents do the work that they are doing. The most vital work being done in the community is being done by parents.
Yeah. And at over $500 per child, if you have more than one kid,
yeah,
where are you supposed to find that money?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is all the more reason why we encourage you to help out our friends at the United Way. Be a part of Stuff the Bus today. Get on over to East Junior High. Drop off some supplies if you can. See if they could use an extra set of hands to volunteer. Again, Stuff the Bus is going on today. Moved to East Junior High from 11:30 to 1 today. You have in that time frame to drop off some supplies. Say hi to the United Way. Thank them for the work they are doing over there and all these great volunteers.
Yeah, head in on 6th Street because Lincoln Street is still under construction.
Mm-hmm. And just carry this with you, not only today, but as the school year begins, when you're thinking about our teachers, when you're thinking about all the work that they are doing, remember how much this is, how much not only this costs, but how the investment it is in the greatest investment you can make into our future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it does give back to our community. If you want to invest in your community, investing in our students is one of the best ways you can do that.
We encourage you to not only buy local support those that support not just us, but this community. And that stands for like people like Jammers Bar and Grill, who sponsored Pet of the Week today. A big shout out to them.
Thanks, Jammers.
Appreciate you. We appreciate our friends at the Southland County Humane Society, of course. You can find out more about them and adopt Cheddar Puff or any of these amazing animals over at SWCHS at SWCHS.com. Be sure to reach out to them and find out ways that you can impact them and impact your community.
That's right.
And again, for more information from the United Way, go to uwswac.org or go to their Facebook page. They will keep you up to date on everything over there that you need to know.
That's right. And if you still need to register, today is the last day for school supplies. Call 211 or register on their website.
UWSWAC.org. Stick around. We got Matt and Air on air coming up for you, everybody, from 10 to noon. Join Jane and Greg for a great time, an informed time, and just a really good conversation. You know?
They have fun conversations.
Yeah. From 2 to 4 today, the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie's shows become more and more important as we get closer and closer to our elections. Not only our August 13th, but our election, of course, in November.
Well, and she did a really great conversation. I haven't gotten to listen yet, but I know it's going to be an informative conversation about those referendum questions on our August 13th ballot. If you want them broken down, Maggie will do an amazing job with that. You can find the podcast on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on shows and go back and look for her, the Maggie Dawn Show, to hear what those actually mean, because they're worded in such a way to mislead you.
You know, we have to kind of not push back, but to inform those out there listening that think that we might lean one way or the other. We have Republicans on our station. Maggie has Republicans on her show all the time. We've got quite a bit of covering both sides of things here, because we cover democracy, not Democrats or Republicans. We cover democracy here, and Maggie is a great example of that.
Yeah. And Todd Alba is on from noon to two. He's also very informative and a former Republican.
Yeah, it's a perfect example right there, Todd, and a great show that he does. I just try to keep the segment fast here, so that's the only reason I don't mention Todd's show sometimes, is we're just trying to speed through this here a little bit and let you know that Midday Magazine is on Monday through Friday, 4 to 5. Join us today for a great lineup in part one. Anna Mitchell, natural resource educator from UW Extension, going to join us. Looking forward to that.
Wonderful.
And boy, in part two, do we got a good one for you. We got Mid-State Roller Derby in. They are going to be wrapping up their season. They've got some classes coming up we want to talk about. A lot of great stuff going on with Mid-State Roller Derby. Looking forward to talking to them.
Awesome.
Rafter Baseball on the radio dial tonight at 6:20. Join us as the boys of summer host Kalamazoo. Going to be a good one. It's going to be a fun one right there. Be sure to join us for that. A lot of other great events going on in our community as well, of course. Farmers Market going on right now.
Awesome.
Be sure to check that out, everybody. Our Wisconsin Rapids Farmers Market goes on every Thursday and Saturday from 8 to 2 at 220 First Avenue South.
Mm-hmm. So you can get over there and get some great produce, flowers.
Yeah, check that out and have a good time with it. And, of course, our Lunch by the River is still going on.
Yes.
While the Kids' Day and Stuff the Bus has been moved, it's still Kids' Day over there.
Nice.
They've got entertainment from the Southland County Turner's Gymnastics, Women's Conquerors, and Park Institute of Taekwondo and Fitness.
Oh, cool.
Rocky Rococo, Chatterbox, a bunch of great food down there for you as well. Be sure to check that out, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, one more time, wanted to remind everybody about It's a Madhouse is coming up this weekend. Be sure to get your tickets for the Hopo production from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Yes. Enjoy this one. Let's give them a full crowd. Get your tickets at WRCT.org, WRCTheater.org, WRCTheater.org.
That's right. 7 o'clock show Saturday, 2 o'clock show Sunday. Get your tickets soon. They're going to sell out.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Just wanted to wrap up on a world good story, Melissa. A cop in Arizona rescued a baby eagle that landed under his patrol car.
Oh.
The Arizona Raptor Center has been taking care of it since. It's being rehabilitated and looks like it's going to be able to be introduced into the wild.
Wow, those places are so awesome.
And a couple named Sarah and Alex Schinkel got married in Wisconsin back in June, and a video from the reception is making the rounds because it got interrupted by a tornado.
Oh, no.
The venue was hit, but they all had they all headed to shelter in the basement with a bunch of strangers who were having a family reunion in the same building. A guy from the reunion ended up helping them with their first dance. He had a guitar and played the song Perfect by Ed Sheeran.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
Definitely a day they will never forget.
No kidding.
A Wisconsin story, nonetheless. That's pretty cool. Great show today, Melissa. You have a good day.
You too, James.
Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.